Our guest today on the World Cafe, the Magic Numbers, one band, two sets of brothers and sisters, and a lot of traveling, particularly by songwriter Romeo Stoddard and his sister Michelle, who were born in Trinidad. That's part of the ingredients in this British buzz band, and we'll meet them in just a moment. But first, this performance of Love's a Game, the Magic Numbers.
Maybe I don't, maybe I will, maybe I won't find my way this time. I hear you calling me soon. One of these days, somebody stays and somebody pays. It happens all the time. I've been leaving, believing you wanted me to. Maybe I'm a fool for walking in line. And maybe I should try to leave this time. A minor mistake that you made.
Did you mean to?
Ah,
did you mean?
What
did you mean? Love is just a game, broken all the same. And I will get over you. Love, it's just a lie. Happens all the time. Swear I know this much is true.
Oh, when they called you up, called you down, and called you in. And I've been waiting so long to take you home. Oh, maybe I think, maybe you don't. Maybe I will, maybe I won't find my way. But I hear you calling me soon. Maybe I'm a fool walking in line. And maybe I should try to leave this time. The midnight mistake that you made.
Did you mean to?
Ah,
did you mean?
Or
did you mean? Game, broken all the same, and I will get over you.
Love, it's just a lie, happens all the time. Swear I know this much is true.
Ooh.
It's Love's a Game, getting our session underway today as the Magic Numbers are playing live for us. And Romeo Stoddard wrote that one, writes most of the tunes on guitar, Michelle on the bass, and Michelle and Angela on the vocals, and Angela on the single most significant instrument, the melodica. that.
So. Oh, yeah.
Now, Michelle, you and Romeo grew up in Trinidad, or at least were born there, yeah. And then there's this stop in New York, and then you ended up in London. Was that stop in New York when you were still with your parents, or was that when you were adults, or how did?
It was like when we were growing up, really. I think Romeo was like 16, and I was like 10 or something like that. So, yeah, it was like childhood memories from New York and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of weird having a mix of bunch of different experiences from Trinidad and New York and then London. It's like, yeah, it's cool, though. It's good. But, yeah, we were with our family, and we moved to New York. And then my dad wanted to work in London and wanted to kind of be more of a family base and, like, kind of, you know, look after us a bit more, so... We moved to London because of that. So.
What did your parents do?
They had their own, I guess they had their own business, really. In Trinidad, they had their, they worked in, they were printery, like making books and just kind of, mm-hmm. yeah, they kind of selling their own, like distributing their own books and stuff. And then in New York, they worked with our uncle, Anthony, who's like a florist who like designs parties and movies and stuff like that, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're always a bit creative.
Boy, it sounds that way. Was there any, Romeo, for you, any kind of an influence of being in Trinidad for you, or were you always sort of towards, the kind of music you make now?
It's weird because alongside, like, reggae and calypso or whatever, within our house, people are really, like, into country music. So we'd listen to, like, Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline and Merle Haggard and all these different people alongside, like, you know, the usual, like, Mighty Sparrow and Lord Kitchener.
Right.
But,
right.
So, but it was always, like, I guess, you know, if you're, you know, somewhere small and all you have is one thing, it's like you're always kind of looking for something else. So being, sort of the move to New York was like, wow, you know, it's like there's so much other music and just life in general. We just felt really charged when we moved to New York, and it's like we just felt we could do so many different things, really, that we couldn't before.
Definitely. Magic Numbers are our guests. What's next?
We're going to play a song called Long Legs. Okay. Long legs, don't give me no head rush in the morning. Ooh. Oh, baby, it's bad, too bad. I don't think I'll ever see your face again.
Ooh.
Oh, that I don't want to lose your love. And I don't want to choose just one. Oh, I'll be having too much fun. Oh, it's bad, too bad. I don't think I'll ever be the same again.
Ooh.
Oh, baby, baby, I'll beg, 'cause I found it, but I don't know what it is.
Ooh.
Oh, and I don't want to lose your love.
Lose your love.
But I don't want to choose just one. No, I'll be having too much fun. Oh, but it's gone, baby, it's gone. Oh, but I don't want to lose you. Choose just one. Oh, I'll be having too much fun.
much fun.
Oh, but it's gone. Long legs don't give me no hairbrush in the morning. Oh, baby, baby, I'll beg, 'cause you're leaving and I won't know how it is. Oh, but I don't want to lose your love. I'd be having too much fun.
Much fun.
Oh, but it's gone. No, and I don't wanna lose your love. Oh, but it's gone.
Long Legs from Magic Numbers playing live today, and these songs sound great acoustically. Is Ruben? Is that how they started? Romeo, is that how they started?
Yeah, that one actually I wrote on a banjo, and I was like. But yeah, a lot of the songs just come like either on acoustic guitar or sometimes just on like around a lot on the piano as well, and then kind of bring it to the band and everyone. As soon as Michelle gets, you know, sometimes I'll have these amazing guitar parts worked out, and then Michelle just starts playing the bass, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm playing chords on this one. It's just got like this killer bass line.
It's but, funny, yeah, that's kind of how we started off really, yeah. Acoustically.
Yeah,
Sean would play with like. Brushes and stuff, be really quite quiet. Yeah. Then we decided to turn it up a little bit.
To 11.
Well, it's interesting hearing you say what you just said, Romeo, because you can really hear all these like internal lines and all this stuff that's going on in, you know, the guitar parts and stuff this way. And then, of course, when the bass part, it's just like, okay, you're absolutely right. Move away, make room.
Yeah, totally.
That's a great way to put it. You know, a lot of the press talks about this kind of... it's 60s great pop music from the U.S. People like Spoonful and the Mamas and Papas and as an influence on you. I guess they hear some of that. Is that accurate? Were bands like that an influence on you?
I think probably more Love and Spoonful, I guess, than Mamas and Papas. I mean, we like their music and stuff, but they weren't like a direct kind of influence. I mean, we're sort of more, I guess, like the Beach Boys or Beach a lot Boys of soul music as well. And for me, like, I'm just really, like, into Dylan and Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen, more like that sort of singer-songwriter thing, and Michelle, and, like, Joni Mitchell, and so, but yeah, but, you know, I can see, you know, they're both, like, harmony groups, Mamas and Papas and Love is Beautiful, and Mamas and Papas got two boys and two girls, so...
Yeah, that was an easy one for people to...
Yeah. It's so funny, though, because everyone, like says it to us, like, so you listen to the album, and it's like, Mamas and Papas, like, yeah. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Especially when they listen to the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you really listened to the album?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a kind of an intricacy to the arrangements that kind of takes it away from the... Well, it's interesting you bring up Spoonful because they always had really... I was a big Spoonful fan growing up. And they always had kind of cool little... I mean, they've had this amazing guitar player kind of coming on top, you know, and kind of anarchy when the guitar player would start. Mm-hmm. And yet these cool little simple arrangements otherwise.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I really like that stuff. And John Sebastian's voice and everything is very cool.
Magic Numbers are playing live. We're getting an acoustic session today. And what's next?
We're going to do Don't Give Up the Fight. Okay. One, two, three, and...
Kind of girl looks like she had it all. Then everything started to fall.
she turned and she said, well, I look in your eyes, but honey, I can see nothing at all. Then everybody started to know. Well, she turned and she said to me, baby, baby, please don't give up the fight.
You,
well, I saw you dance tonight. Don't give up the fight.
You,
well, I saw you dance tonight. But she's the kind of girl who looks like she had it all. Then everything started to fall. When she turned, she said, well, nothing you do can never be seen to turn me off. Then everybody started to know. When she turned, she said to me, baby, baby, please don't give up the fight.
You,
oh, I saw you dance tonight.
Baby,
baby, please don't give up the fight.
You,
no. Baby,
baby, please
don't give up the fight.
You,
I saw you dance tonight.
Baby, baby, please
don't give up the fight.
You,
no.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
baby, no.
Don't give up the fight. Another one from our guest today, the Magic Numbers debut album. And you know, people always talk about sibling harmonies, but it's funny, on the album and hearing you guys live, I am obviously more impressed with the way Michelle and Angela sing together, and you're not related. Sounds great.
Lots of practice.
What you know, I cannot imagine doing anything with my sister, who's just about a similar age difference than Romeo, than you and Michelle are for a long period of time. Do you think it helps being related on the road and knowing each other a little better that way, or not?
Yeah, I do actually. You know, we have like our daily like bickering arguments about absolutely nothing at all, but it's great. It's like, we just know each other inside out, so it's like we can't be anything else but ourselves, and that's really healthy, I think, just to totally be yourself all the time. Like, yeah, because even if you're with, like, some of your best friends or whatever, you're still sort of trying, or you're still being this person that you think they see you as or something, you know? So I think that, just knowing each other inside out, like, creatively, it's really cool. And people can just say, oh, no, I don't think you should do that. And no one takes offense. And the four of us just, you know, just really works in that way. But, you know, at the same time, we hate each other.
Like, yeah.
You spend too long on the road together and you want to kill each other.
Love-hate relationship, definitely.
Well, now, what was the connection between the Gannons and the Stoddards? Who knew who?
I met, actually, Sean and Angela's other brother and sister I met at school. And we became just like best of friends, like hit it off straight away. And then I went to see Sean play drums in a band, and I was like, all right, you know, I just bought a guitar, I was like writing some songs, so we started playing together. And then Michelle and Angela were at school together, like they were in the same class.
Basically grew up together.
Just a year apart, so it's kind of...
Yeah, and then
wow,
like myself and Sean played for like 10 years kind of, in some ways, I guess we were waiting for you guys to grow up.
You're doing the groundwork.
Because, you know, we did 10 years of playing to, like, 6 people every night, and, you know, no one giving a crap. And then they joined the band, and everything started happening. So we should have gotten them in when they were, like, you know, 12 or something. Yeah.
And we would have definitely been able to sing higher vocals by then.
Yeah, it's true.
It might have been a different appeal at that point.
Yeah, I think we might have freaked a few people out. Hey there, we're going to play you a couple songs on our little sister.
Yeah. Magic Numbers are our guests. Now, did Forever Lost come out in advance of the album? Was that like a single in advance on Heavenly? Or
We did Him for Her, which is the last song on the album. We like a little 7-inch around Christmas last year, and that sort of got a little buzz going and everything. But Forever Lost was the first proper release, just like, I think, a couple of weeks before the record came out.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great song, so you can do that one.
Yeah, we're gonna try a little different version for you. So this one's called Forever Lost. Darling, what you gonna do now that you noticed it all went wrong? I've been thinking that you don't know me anymore. Don't let the sun be the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to love if I'm too know, 'cause I wanna go where the people go, 'cause I'm forever lost. Darling, what you gonna say now that you noticed it all went wrong? Looks like I'm driving my friends all crazy. All the shit that they don't know me anymore. Don't let the sun be the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to love if I'm too known, 'cause I wanna go where the people go, 'cause I'm forever lost. All your eyes forever lost. Lost all your eyes
forever lost. Darling, what you gonna do now, now that you noticed it all went wrong?
What you gonna do now?
Oh, now that you noticed,
what you gonna do now?
Ah, now that you know.
That's kind of a cool version of Forever Lost. An acoustic version today is Magic Numbers playing live. Thank you so much for playing live today. It's a treat.
Thanks for having us.
Magic Numbers, our guests, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. We should mention that the Magic Numbers debut album is available at our World Cafe website at worldcafe.npr.org, which is also a great place to hear back interviews you might have missed of the show. There's a lot of audio stored there on the website at worldcafe.npr.org.